Hi, I'm Julia, and I'm a visual artist. I've been doing the surveys with a group of people for like 3 years, and I've been trying to find a way to actually talk about the experience. And because the research that I've done for the works before that, for Points of Departure and Temporality, was all based on the archives and also field trips, I wanted to put everything together like a diary. So that's how the form came about, basically.
But do you think the form of a diary gives you more than all the other medium that you were working with before, when you were thinking of archives or photography? What did it help you express that maybe it was harder to express?
I think it was more personal, and it's to aid the reader on how to imagine the place. Because if I write like an informative essay with all the biodiversity lists, like what NPARKS do or what all the blogs do, it's quite dry. But if I take you to the place through my words and how I see things, for example, how the weather was like and the things that I've heard about the place, then it becomes like a grandma telling her story, or like your mom telling your story. So that's how I felt like, and that's how I liked stories anyway. I wanted it to be more accessible, very accessible and easily understand.
Yeah,
understandable.
Yeah, and that's a lovely image that you brought. Like, you wanted to be like a story, like you're trying to tell a story. Because sometimes when we walk into these spaces, we don't often think of narrative. We don't think that there's a story. So what was your experience like then? Why did you feel it was important to go out into that space? And what did you encounter there, like, that made you want to do this?
So I have to tell you how I started. I came to Singapore 8 years ago, and I thought, hey, it's an island. I need to, go around the island, And then I realized there was a lot of part of the island was inaccessible. That was fine. Then I started looking up the archives. I started joining heritage groups, walks. And everybody tells me something like, oh, there was this island here. There was this island there. But all these people are at least 40 and above. The ones that are young, they don't know anything, just like me back then. So I dug up more pictures and photos, and I found these Facebook groups that they would just post pictures of their family going, for example, to Pulau Hantu or even Pulau Satumu, or like, villages of Pulau Sudong and Pulau Seking and Pulau Semakau. And I was so fascinated. And so I wanted to go there, but I realized I can't. Like, half of them, they're either restricted or became a landfill or something like that. Anyway, I got upset sometime in 2012 because then I found out about the Singapore Memory Project. And, they were basically collecting pictures to keep them for people. And I thought that was kind of like, the whole state and government and everything has not been documenting these spaces properly, and then have been raising and redeveloping and all that. How could you simply just say that you want to take these pictures to keep it for the next generation? I mean, for me, it felt like a slap. But then a lot of people contributed. A lot of people were they found this, connection through this nostalgia or like, just contributing and finding other people who are contributing as well. So because of that, I thought I wanted to bring these memories together, especially off the coast and the islands, because mostly all these projects has been quite island inward. Like, it's all about Chinatown or maybe somewhere, somewhere in town or some building or something like that. But it's rarely about the islands. Yeah, so that's how it started. I started picking up pictures, and I started trying to locate them on the coast. And then it was so hard in the beginning because your only clue is the background. If it's like the North Shore, the Northern Shore, then you have to look for Ubin. Or maybe, that big hill in Johor. Or maybe Tekong. But Tekong has changed a lot and you don't see very well. And if it's a southern island, it's even harder. So I found this group and I asked them if I could actually join them during their intertidal trips. And they said, okay. And that's how it started. I started going with them, and then we went to the reefs because they do their surveys. And for me, it was the closest way to get to some restricted island. So I use my Zoom and try to take pictures, and then they scream at me. They're like, if NPA or whatever, like the Coast Guard, like the police Coastal Guard finds out, we might get, arrested. I'm like, I think they're just being careful. I don't think that happens. But, I shouldn't be zooming toward, for example, Pulau Sudong, because that's life firing area, more especially Tekong, something like that. So I try not to be that visible. But some of those shots didn't work out because, I mean, for many reasons. Either the seawall was just too high, or there were just too many ships, or the photographs that I had did not match the space, or things like that. So there was a lot of variables that made the project very difficult.